Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. For this class, we'll start standing. So please come to standing. And stand with your feet about hip width apart. And have your arms relaxed beside you. Soften your eyes. And take your attention inside. Just scan through the body. So start by feeling your feet against the floor. Do the feet feel like they're touching the floor quite evenly? And do the feet feel balanced against the floor? Or do you feel like you've rolled in a bit on your arches, or maybe to the outside edges of the feet? And feel your knees. If they feel like they're pushed back, just soften the knees slightly. Have a very slight bend in them. And feel your lower back. Feel your shoulders. And arms and chest. Just slightly lift your chest and let the arms be nice and relaxed beside you. Feel your neck all the way up to the crown of the head. Just slightly tuck the chin in and lift the crown just a little bit as if being pulled up from the crown of the head slightly. And then be aware of your breath. Keep breathing however you can as you gently shake your hands. Just do it nice and lightly at first. And if you have any arthritis in the fingers or the wrists, keep it very gentle so it doesn't cause any pain. If that's feeling fine, you could make it a bit more vigorous, a bit like you were shaking water off your hands to dry them. Just keep shaking like that a bit longer and finding a way to breathe as you do that movement. So this is really good for your circulation and your lymphatic system, which is what we'll be focusing on with this class. You can make that more effective by bringing the hands up a little higher so they're just up over your head a bit, up towards the ceiling. Have the elbows a bit bent though so your shoulders are okay, and just shake up there if you can, if that doesn't cause any pain in your shoulders. And then back down again, just a little bit longer, shaking back down beside you. Great, and then let that go. Leave the shaking. Just soften your eyes and feel your body from the inside. Just feel any effect from that last movement. Can you feel any tingling in your hands maybe, or arms? You feel the aliveness of your body. And then let the eyes be fully open again. When you breathe in, can you float your arms up out in front of you first, and then carefully up higher, maybe all the way up over your head, up towards the ceiling. But just check here that your elbows are a little bit bent. That's much healthier for the shoulders to keep a bit of a bend in the elbows. And then breathe out as you float them back down beside you. Keep going like that, breathing in, keeping the elbows a bit bent and floating the arms up. And breathing out back down. If you've got any kind of shoulder injury, just make it much smaller. You can just bring the hands halfway up so they're just in front of your chest maybe. Just up and down. Breathing in, up. And breathing out down. Just keep it light and comfortable. This movement will be more effective if you keep it light and comfortable. If that's feeling fine, make it a bit more swingy. So you swing up with the in-breath and swing back down with the out-breath. Still keeping it light. If you want to make that more challenging, as you breathe in and float the arms up, come up onto your tippy toes. And as you breathe out and the arms come down, lift the toes up slightly so the weight goes onto your heels. So you breathe in, arms up onto the toes, and breathe out, arms down onto the heels. Might help to bend the knees slightly here. And keep your eyes looking down at the floor. Anytime you do any balancing exercises, it really helps a lot to keep your eyes focused on the floor in front of you. Great. And then when you've got your arms down, you can just relax them there. Have your feet flat on the floor again. And then lightly shrug your shoulders a few times. Just lift them up and down, just shrug them up and down. In a way that feels like it relaxes your shoulders. And then bring your feet a bit wider apart, more like shoulder width apart. And just start with the arms beside you, relaxed next to your body. And then turn your shoulders first one way. Allow your arms to swing a bit that way. And then turn the shoulders the other way and let the arms swing. So you're gently twisting your shoulders side to side. And the arms are lightly swinging from side to side. And as the shoulders turn to one side and the arms swing, you just allow your head to follow the shoulder going backwards. So the head follows the movement of the shoulders as you move comfortably from side to side, feeling that twisting through the spine. Just be careful of your knees here, and probably best if you can keep your hips fairly stable. They can move a bit side to side, but focus more on the shoulders so that you keep your lower back safe. And if it's pulling on your knees a bit, have the knees a bit more bent and keep them a bit more stable if you can. And then keep doing this same movement of turning side to side, swinging the arms. The arm that's going behind you, let that elbow bend and with a loose fist slightly thump in that kidney area, in the upper lower back area. And just twisting one way, thumping, then the other way with the other arm thumping. Just the hand that's going behind you, just lightly thumping there in the kidney and adrenal area. Wonderful, and then come back into the center. Relax the arms down and bring your feet a bit closer again, more like hip width apart. And then have your hands in prayer position at the center of your chest. And feel your breath. When you breathe out, can you turn your palms to the front? And press your hands forward so your arms are roughly parallel to the floor and the palms are pressing forwards, and spread your fingers wide apart. When you breathe in, gently clench the hands into fists, bend your elbows and pull your fists back towards your armpits. Kind of open the chest. Keep doing those two movements. Breathe out as the hands press forward and the fingers spread wide apart, the arms are straight. And then breathe in, tighten your hands into fists, bend the elbows and pull the fists back towards your armpits so your chest opens and the shoulder blades move back towards each other. Back and forth. Feel your chest and feel your shoulder blades. As you breathe out and the hands press forwards, you can maybe feel the stretch in between the shoulder blades. Breathe in, pull back. And really feel the whole armpit area. Here in the sort of under the armpits and to the sides, you've got two really major lymph glands and lymph nodes. This helps to increase all the blood flow and the lymph flow around those important lymph node areas. And then come into the middle, relax the arms down. Just do that light shrugging of the shoulders briefly. And then bring one arm up in front of you. So the arm is right out in front, sort of in front of your face or in front of your chest. The arm's comfortably straight. Probably best if there's a relaxed bend in the elbow, because that always keeps the shoulder in a healthier place. And then float that arm up towards the ceiling and then go back behind you, a bit like you're doing the backstroke. Go down and around in front of you again. And keep circling the arm in that way, going up and back and down and around to the front. It's better and more effective if you can make it a smooth circle. So you decide how big or small to make that circle. And here you could maybe breathe in as the arm goes up. And breathe out as it goes down. You're breathing with the movement. And again, having your attention on the armpit area. Feel the armpit and sort of down into the sides of your rib cage there. Feel the area opening and loosening. All the lymph flowing and the circulation moving. It's through your lymph and your circulation that you get nutrients to your cells and away from the cells. And in your blood and your lymph, that carries your immune system as well. So it's really good for your body to keep those systems flowing. And then relax that arm down and we'll swap over. So have the other arm out in front and just softening the shoulder and the elbow and breathing in as you float the arm up and back and down. Just gently doing a backstroke circle with the arm. Being extra careful if you've got a shoulder injury, you can make the movement much, much smaller if you prefer to. Maybe looking at the hand a bit there, so the head just naturally follows the movement of the arm, but in a comfortable way for your neck. And then relax that arm down, come back into the center. That gentle shaking out of the hands again, like we did at the beginning, just like you were shaking water off the hands as you breathe. Just leave that and pause for a moment and just feel your body and feel that sense of aliveness, the energy of your body. You get the circulation moving, you can feel a bit more tingly and alive in your body. Now be aware of your feet against the floor. And can you lift both heels up just a little bit and then drop them down so you do a light kind of thud and a gentle jolt through your body. And keep going like that. And if this hurts, if it feels too jarring or it causes any pain, then make it much, much lighter or miss it out altogether. Just a light lifting both heels and then dropping them down so you do a little thud. You just want that little jolt through your body. This is also good for your lymphatic system. And it's also said to help build bone density. Bit longer if you can, checking that you're not holding your breath but breathing somehow as you do that light thudding and jolting. Great, and then let that go and just pause for a moment, maybe soften your eyes. And feel the sensations inside your body. And be aware of your breath. Now we'll do a breathing technique called Breath of Fire. And that's where you do a short, sharp exhalation through your nose. If you haven't done this before, a good way to sort of learn it is to imagine that, say, a mosquito flew up your nose and you wanted to get it out really quickly. You do a very short, sharp exhale. And with Breath of Fire, you keep doing that short, sharp exhale through the nose. The inhale should just happen on its own. So if you focus just on the exhale, just a little inhale should happen. If it doesn't, you have to consciously do that. You can just sniff in and out, like a rapid sniffing in and out. But ideally focusing more on the exhale and just allowing the inhale to happen on its own. So it's like a rapid out-breath through your nose, fairly forcefully or strongly with the out breath. And this eliminates carbon dioxide from the blood and increases oxygen into the blood. Okay, now let that go. Just notice how you feel again. That breath can make you feel a bit lightheaded. Now bring your hands up in front of you, just so you can see them in front of your face, and spread your fingers wide apart. If you've got any shoulder injury, keep the hands nice and low down. But if you're fine to stretch the hands up towards the ceiling, do that, but just go as high up as you're comfortable with. Keep the fingers spread really wide apart, arms stretching up. You can either breathe deeply here, breathe as deeply as you can, or for a stronger effect, you can do the Breath of Fire. Again, that rapid exhalation through the nostrils. To make it even more effective and challenging, come up onto your tippy toes and see if you can stay up on your tippy toes as you either breathe deeply or Breath of Fire. Fantastic for the lymphatic system and the circulation. And then relax down. Leave the breathing. Just breathe comfortably. Relax the arms down. You might like to shrug your shoulders lightly a few times or give the hands a little shake out. Just pause there and notice how your body feels. Then breathe in. Like we did a bit earlier, float the arms out in front of you and then carefully up over your head, up towards the ceiling. Now when you breathe out and float the arms down, bend your knees and lean forward from your waist so you come all the way down into the standing forward bend. Then breathe in, back up, bring your head and chest and arms up. Float the arms up towards the ceiling with the in-breath. And float them back down with the out-breath as you lean forward from the waist and let the head hang down. And start off slowly and carefully. Just be aware of how much you need to bend your knees as you go down. Just find the best place, the best way of bending your knees that feels best for your lower back. If you've got any kind of lower back issues or injury, just be very careful here. You don't need to lean too far forward. And go slowly. If you're feeling absolutely fine with that, there's no lower back issues, you don't have any kind of vertigo or dizziness, you might like to go a little faster so it's a bit more swingy. You breathe in, swing up, breathe out, down, but just keeping it light, up and down. The next time you're leaning forward from the waist, stay there. Have the knees bent enough that you can really hang. Let go of the shoulders, let the head drop down. And feel your breath. Each time you breathe out, you know, soften and relax. Arms just hang down a bit more deeply with each out-breath. And feel the back of your body. Then from here, we'll come all the way down into child pose. So one way you could do that is to keep bending your knees until you can bring your hands all the way down to the floor. And then walk your hands a bit forward and your feet a bit back until you can put your knees down on the floor. And once your knees are down, sink your hips back towards your feet and come into child pose. Remember for child pose to either have the arms out long in front of you. Some people that feels really nice for the shoulders, so that's a good option. Other people prefer to have the arms down beside the body instead, and that can feel better for the shoulders. Or you might like to have one fist on top of the other and rest your forehead on your fists. And when you're comfortable there in child pose, be aware of your breath. Can be quite strong on the knees, so if your knees hurt, lift your hips away from your feet. Lift the hips more up into the air until your knees feel fine there. Just feeling your body and feeling your breath. Feeling that sense of aliveness in your body. And from child pose, come up into the all fours position. You've got the hands roughly under the shoulders with the fingers spread wide-ish apart. And the knees are roughly under the hips, so the knees are about hip width apart. If your wrists hurt here, make sure you come down onto your elbows instead. You can rest instead of on your hands, on your elbows and forearms if you prefer. When you breathe out, gently roll your head down, tuck your tailbone under and press your shoulder blades up. So you round the back and stretch between the shoulder blades. And then when you breathe in, do the opposite. Let the belly drop down, lift your hips and lift your head so your back arches. And alternate between those two movements, rounding the back as you breathe out and arching the back as you breathe in. Breath and movement together. Feeling the spine. Moving with your breath in a smooth rhythm. The next time you're breathing out and you've rounded your back, you're looking down, your tailbone's tucked under, hold there for a moment. You can either just pause there in that position and breathe, watch your breath, or even better if you're comfortable enough with the breath of fire, do that rapid exhalation through the nostrils. And pause a moment, leave the breath, and move into the other position now. Gently arch the back. Avoid lifting the head too much. Just hold there and breathe. Or do the breath of fire. And then relax. Leave the breath and sink back into child pose. Move the hips towards your feet. Relax your forehead either all the way down on the floor with the arms out long in front or beside you. Rest your forehead on your hands if that feels better. Breathe naturally. Feel the sensations in your body. Then come back up into the all fours position, either resting on the hands under the shoulders or resting on the elbows and forearms if you prefer. But have your knees a little closer together, at least to begin with the next exercise. And when you breathe in, can you lift one knee off the floor? And carefully straighten that leg out behind you so the leg is roughly parallel to the floor. And then breathe out, put the knee back down, and then change legs when you're ready. Just keep going like that, alternating legs, breathing in as you first straighten one leg out behind you, breathing out down, and then the other leg. And if that's okay, and you want to make it more challenging, as you breathe in and straighten one leg out behind you, you could straighten the opposite arm out in front of you. to help you balance there. Consciously tighten your lower tummy and engage those deep core muscles to help stabilize you. And just alternate sides, opposite arm and leg. If that's feeling okay, you could hold there for a few breaths, either just the leg or maybe the opposite arm as well, holding. Holding and breathing, or even breath of fire. Then if you're choosing that option to hold, swap over, change to the other side and hold there if you haven't already done so. And consciously breathe there, or for a stronger effect, breath of fire. And then when you feel balanced on both sides, have the knees back down. Check the knees are apart, though about hip width apart, and relax back into child pose again, making sure you've got your arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders. And then once you are in child pose, having your awareness on the point between the eyebrows. Imagine your breath moving in and out through the center of the eyebrows. Leave the eyebrow breathing and slowly come up and take your time to come all the way around onto your back. Just lie comfortably when you are on your back. When you're lying comfortably, feel your breath at your belly. The belly rise and expand as you breathe in and fall and relax as you breathe out. Have your legs in semi-supine. Have the feet comfortably apart in semi-supine. And probably at least hip-width apart. Just have your arms relaxed somewhere, wherever you like to have them. Doesn't matter for this next exercise. Be aware of your breath. When you breathe out, can you lift one foot off the floor? Gently squeeze your lower tummy in as you lift that foot up towards the ceiling and you comfortably straighten the leg up into the air. And then breathe in as you bend the knee and put the foot down before changing sides. Breathing out, gently tightening the lower tummy in as you lift the other leg up towards the ceiling. And breathing in back down. Alternating legs, breathing out as you stretch one leg up into the air, tightening the lower tummy in there, and breathing in back down. Very useful movement, nice simple but very useful movement that strengthens the quadricep muscle at the front of the leg. while stretching and releasing the hamstring muscles at the back of the leg. Using your core muscles. Really good movement for your knees and lower back and hips. And then when you've got both feet down, stay there and just pause there in semi-supine. And then bring one knee up over your chest. Hold on to the top of that knee with both hands. And then have the other knee up over the chest too. Just have the knee bent there, but just hold on to one knee. So one knee's bent over the chest and the hands are holding on to that knee, and the other knee's bent over the chest. That knee that you're not holding onto, or that leg you're not holding onto, can you lift that foot up towards the ceiling? So you straighten the leg up into the air and then bring it back down, let the knee bend, and do that a few times. Breathe out, straighten one leg up into the air, breathe in back down. Keep doing that, but if this feels a bit much for your lower back, bring the feet back down if you prefer, and just do that option we did beforehand from semi-supine instead. If you're okay with this, just holding one knee over the chest as you straighten and bend the other leg. Or if that's easy, that leg you're straightening and bending, keep that leg straight as you lift it up towards the ceiling and then all the way down to the floor, keeping the legs straight maybe. Use your core muscles, feel your lower tummy muscles, feel when you could pull them in to support you. Maybe as you breathe out and straighten the leg up into the air, squeeze your lower tummy in there, breathe in, bring the leg down. Great. And then we'll swap over. So bend the other knee over the chest and hold onto that knee with both hands now. Hold the knee sort of closest in towards the chest. Start off with the easier option first. So the other knee's bent up over the chest. And as you breathe out, you lift the foot up towards the ceiling and straighten the leg. And then let the knee bend as you breathe in. Do that a few times. Just holding one knee bent in towards the chest as you straighten and bend the other leg. Or if your lower back's feeling fine to do that stronger option, keep that leg straight as you lift the leg up and down. Breathe out as you lift the leg, keeping it straight up towards the ceiling. And breathe in as you keep the leg straight all the way down to the floor. Feeling when you could use your core muscles to help you with the movement, when you could squeeze them in and support your lower back. And then having both knees bent over the chest and placing your hands on the inside edges of the knees, or somewhere on the knees that helps you to press the knees wide apart. Keep the knees wide and do a gentle rocking from side to side. With the knees comfortably wide, you're just having the hands somewhere there on the knees to help you. Some people hold on the insides of the knees or around the front. Others get a bit more control actually holding more around the outside of the knees, so that might work better. Just rolling gently side to side. Maybe feeling a gentle stretch through the inner thighs. Feeling any sensations across the back of the hips and around the lower back. pausing in the middle, bringing the knees closer together and holding underneath the knees with the hands. And when you breathe out, lifting both feet up towards the ceiling. And then breathing in, letting the knees bend. Doing that a few more times. Feeling what that's like from your lower back up through the backs of your legs. When you do this movement, do you like to keep the knees sort of away from the chest and have the legs a bit more straight? Or when you lift the feet up towards the ceiling, does it feel nice for your lower back to draw the knees a bit closer into the chest? Even if the legs aren't quite so straight there. Then when you've got the feet up towards the ceiling, can you find a way to hold the position that feels good for you? So you leave your legs up in the air. Can you find a way to do that that works best for your body? So again, some people prefer to have the knees quite close into the chest. So there's maybe more of a bend in the knees, but the knees are drawn in and that can stretch out your lower back more, which can feel good. Other people prefer to have the knees more away from the chest, but the legs a bit straighter. So that might feel better for you. And however you're holding, stay there. And watch your breath. This is a really good one for your circulation and lymphatic system, just having your body upside down, taking all that pressure off the lymphatic system in the legs, the circulation in the legs. Increases blood flow into the brain. Slowly bend the knees over the chest. Hold on to the top of the knees with the hands. Rock gently from side to side. And when the knees are in the middle, place your feet flat onto the floor into semi-supine. Relax your arms down on the floor. And feel your body for a few breaths. And have your arms out wide to the sides in cross position, out from the shoulders, and have your feet preferably in a fairly wide semi-supine, so your feet are about shoulder width apart. But if you know it's better to have the feet closer, then that's okay too. That's better for your hip joints in a moment. And when you breathe out, slowly take both knees down to one side. Go through the center as you breathe in. And then breathe out down to the other side. Go side to side. Breathing out as the knees go down to the side. And breathing in as they go through the center. As you do this movement of taking the knees side to side, can you imagine that your breath were driving the movement? So bring your breath to the forefront And let your breath determine the speed at which you move. And just check here that you are breathing all the way out. Just pay attention to your out breath. Just slow the movement down enough that you do use your whole out breath. Even if you have to pause on the side there and just wait for the breath to go all the way out before you breathe in back to the center. Your knees go down to one side. Gently turn your head to the other side if you're not already doing that. Breathing out, knees one way and head the opposite way. You've got the knees in the middle, stay there. Have the feet just a little bit closer together. You want them about hip width apart or slightly wider. You can always adjust your feet in a moment to the right place for you. Bring your arms down so they're more beside you. And when you breathe in, start by tightening your lower tummy in and then lift your hips off the floor and up into shoulder bridge. And then lower them back down as you breathe out. Do that a few more times. Lifting up into shoulder bridge as you breathe in and relaxing back down as you breathe out. Gently pressing the feet into the floor as you lift the hips up so you feel a nice strengthening into the back of the hips there, into the glutes. And as you lift the hips up into shoulder bridge, just doing a very subtle tucking of the chin towards the throat, just so you flatten out through the back of the neck as you lift the hips up into shoulder bridge. Always keep your head on the floor in shoulder bridge. And you're just tucking the chin in just slightly. Just to put a bit of pressure there on the thyroid gland as you lift up into shoulder bridge. And if you're okay to hold in shoulder bridge, leave the hips up. Just feel your body as you hold there and feel your breath. Or you could do the breath of fire here. Breath of fire increases the benefits of the pose. So it increases the amount of oxygen in your blood. If you're still holding, slowly come back down. Leave the breath of fire if you were doing that. Once you've got your hips down, have both knees up over the chest again and hold on to the top of them with the hands. Use the hands to slowly circle the knees over the chest. Go first in one direction. Feel the way that your hips and lower back move against the floor. And then go back in the other direction, circle the other way a few times. And bring the knees into the center and place the feet down onto the floor. And then relax in a nice comfortable position. You can either have the legs in semi-supine or slide the legs long. Let your eyes be soft. Feel your body. Feel the aliveness of your body. When you breathe in, feel your body. When you breathe out, have a sense of the space around your body. When you breathe in, feel your body. And when you breathe out, sense the space. Let that go. Just rest as long as you want and come up when you're ready. Okay, thank you. Namaste.